When revered local writer Ian McMillan heard that Robert Barclay was thinking about starting a press, he handed him his final novel. Now, 9 years after McMillan's death, In the Time Before Light has been published, a victory for one of Hawaii's small independent publishing houses. Writer Robert Barclay is chair of language arts at Windward Community College.
I get students who say they want to be a writer, and my first question is, well, what do you read? And they say, well, I don't have a lot of time to read.
Barclay says reading just doesn't seem to be as popular an option as it used to be. But he maintains whether it's film, video, documentaries, digital games, or witty posts, writing is as important as ever.
Oh, yeah. Everything starts with writing, right? You don't pick up the camera and go, let's make a movie. You need a script.
These days, every product has a story. And UH creative writing professor Ian McMillan was the Yoda of helping people tell their stories, even unwilling writers.
Or just taking his classes on a whim would be surprised when here's this guy who would sit down and spend an hour trying to help them write their story better. He almost sort of shamed them into doing a better job.
McMillan was the recipient of both local and national awards. In his final novel, In the Time Before Light, McMillan follows three men on an exploration of evil through Hawaii and the Pacific Rim.
It's beautiful in the way they find a way to preserve their own humanity in a world that is so cruel.
In the Time Before Light has just been published by Lo'ihi Press, the brainchild of Barclay and his wife, writer-attorney Stacy Fukuhara Barclay. Facing a dwindling readership, they're exploring other ways of storytelling, and this year they were accepted into Hawaii's Creative Lab program, a deep ed project.
There's so much we didn't know. It's so different from writing a book.
Fukuhara Barclay says the Creative Lab linked them with industry professionals like Jesse Nixon Lopez, a writer for Stranger Things.
We're all realizing that we can't do it alone. We have to put in the hard work, and that takes a community. And there is a community, and that's what Creative Lab's trying to harness here.
After workshopping their new film project, High Conflict, at Creative Lab, it was chosen for the pitch session at the influential American Film Market Conference. They learned a lot.
If you want to get your series made, be proactive. Start doing a little web series. We got to meet some of those people, and we're saying, hey, we have a script, you have a camera, you know.
It'll take partnerships to build local capacity to tell our own stories. One of Ian McMillan's adages was, stretch your imagination as far as you can, but start with something you know.
It's interesting you brought that up. The dedication in his book, In the Time Before Light, is to our imaginations. And I think Ian taps into that in all his books. It's the power of the human imagination to overcome our faults.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.